Well, the federal government has refused to rule out reopening the detention centre on Nauru. It's a move that the opposition has been suggesting now for months. But refugee advocates say the High Court decision which rules out Malaysia would also rule out Nauru. Sarah Dingle reports.
Nauru has housed asylum seekers from Australia before. Now, with its Malaysia solution in tatters, the federal government could turn to Nauru again. But refugee advocate Marian Lay says any new Nauru solution should be avoided.
The Malaysian deal has fallen through, but not only are they not signatory to the International Convention on the Rights of Refugees, but they don't have any enactment in their domestic laws. The same thing with Nauru. Nauru would have to enact things in domestic law.
Until recently, Nauru couldn't claim to be a party to the UN Convention on Refugees either. But in early June, Nauru began the process of joining the convention and its protocol. Marian Lay says, under the terms of the High Court ruling, that still wouldn't be enough.
Absolutely not, because unless, as I say, proper processing was to be put in place, and that would mean proper processing under the UNHCR guidelines, not enough for a country just to have paid lip service. They must be, they must have the proper processing standards in place. And Nauru, just by signing the convention, clearly will not fulfil what the High Court is now demanding.
The refugee coordinator for Amnesty International, Graham Tom, says if a Nauru option were revived, it could also be open to legal challenge.
The question about what sort of protection do they provide for people pending voluntary return or resettlement, that's a very real question, I think. And we broke people that we left abandoned on Nauru, and a number of those have now come to Australia, and we're still paying the cost around that. So I think that can still be challenged in the court.
Amnesty International's Graham Tom, Sarah Dingle reporting.